Hey there, friends, it's Nick, and this is episode 64, I think, of the StoryHacker.tv podcast. Let's talk about, something fun's happening to me today. I'm going to go home, and by going home, what I mean is I'm going to go back and see the house I lived in, 45 years ago, up until I was 5 years old. It's a little house in Oxfordshire. Wendy and I are going to see a gig tonight in Oxford. We're going to see Marillion, and on the way, we're going to take a detour and I'm going to go down memory lane, literally. And this is the house where I had my first memories of from this place. I can remember we lived in a small semi-detached house, but it was high up and it overlooked fields at the back. And I can remember it being in the top upstairs room, looking out across these fields, which were burning because in those days they burnt off the stubble. I've no idea whether they still do that, but they burnt off the stubble. And I can remember the flames and the smoke very clearly. I can remember being dangled by my ankles through one of these small high kitchen windows because my parents had managed to lock themselves out and they kind of dangled me down onto the counter. And I remember feeling very grown up because I was helping them. And, it's early, early memories. And the reason I'm telling you this is because I've been thinking about this idea to do with storytelling. And the kind of the sort of the substructures of telling stories. One of the things I think, particularly in business sort of storytelling, is that we tend to want to move from the specific to the thematic. So, for example, you have no real interest in the house where I grew up. It has no real resonance to you. So that's the specific. But thematically, that kind of idea of early memories and the early place, you know, the place where you were formed, does resonate with you, whether your experiences were good like mine were or not so good. You have that kind of context. And I think that's a really interesting idea. And what I'm evolving, if you like, or what I'm trying to understand about stories is whether there's then another move to back to the specific. So when we're telling a business story, we maybe start with something specific and then move out, zoom out to generalize that to a theme, because that's the thing that resonates with people. And then maybe there's another move back to the specific, because usually with business storytelling, we are looking to create some kind of belief or trigger an action or something. And those things, again, I think need to probably be pretty specific. But anyway, that's what I'm thinking about. I'm about to jump in the shower. It's quite early on a Sunday morning. And these are the things I'm thinking about. Anyway, thanks for listening. This is episode 64. I'm Nick Warren, and this is the StoryHacker.tv podcast, because stories mean business.